Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dana Hull. Elon Musk says he's committed to running Tesla for the next 5 years. Musk, who was at the Qatar Economic Forum in Doha, told Bloomberg he also plans to pare back his political spending. Dana, thanks for joining us. Let's start off with Tesla. What is Musk saying about the condition of the company?
Well, he says that, you know, the company has turned around, that demand is up, that everything is great. And my colleague, you know, asked him a very pointed question about his commitment to serving as CEO. And he said that he is going to stay on, which kind of puts to rest some of the rumors about the fact that the board was potentially looking to replace him. And, you know, obviously this is Musk trying to convince everyone that he is now focusing on Tesla after spending much of this year in Washington with President Trump.
Did he address how his alignment with President Trump and the Trump administration has affected sales?
No, not specifically. He just sort of said, you know, he was asked about the fact that, you know, so many people in the Bay Area and elsewhere have these stickers on their cars that say, I bought my Tesla before I knew Elon went crazy. And he sort of made a joke about that and said that some people are now buying the car because he went crazy. And we haven't quite seen that in the data, you know, like for every, I mean, Tesla has lost market share in its strong markets like California. It is ticking up a little bit elsewhere, but it's not like a one for one.
The company wasn't doing very well in Europe at all either. Did he address that?
Well, he said that demand is not a problem except for in Europe. And he said that Europe, the demand for electric vehicles is down in Europe overall. That's not quite right either. I mean, Europe is an issue for Tesla, but we have seen, you know, market share loss in China and in California as well.
So Musk seems to have changed the focus now from affordable EVs to robo-taxis. How important is the robo-taxi to Tesla, and how are investors viewing that?
It's hugely important to Tesla's valuation because Tesla has always been valued more like a tech company than just an automaker. And I think in Elon Musk's mind, you know, he set out to kind of solve the problem of making a mass market electric vehicle. And he did that. And now he's moving on to the next challenge, which is making, you know, trying to make an autonomous robo-taxi. Tesla is going to launch some kind of service next month in Austin, Texas, but the goalposts have moved quite a bit. It now sounds like it's going to be very small, maybe 10 to 20 cars to begin with, geofenced, you know, teleoperators. Like, it's going to be a very slow rollout of this service.
Well, as you mentioned, with Tesla, Musk was out front of the technology. Now, with robo-taxis, he's sort of behind the other people.
Well, the big competitor is obviously Waymo, which spun out of Google. And Waymo has autonomous robotaxis operating all over San Francisco, as I'm sure many of your listeners have seen. And they have expanded to other cities. They are in Phoenix, Austin, Los Angeles. So, you know, Waymo has a robotaxi up and running. Tesla is just beginning its. You know, I think that Tesla diehards feel that over time Tesla will win the race because they have so much real-world data collected, but they are doing all of this without LiDAR, and their camera-based vision system is a very different system from what Waymo has.
So we know that Elon Musk spent a lot of money on the Trump campaign during the campaign. Now he says he's cutting back on that political spending. Did he say why?
He said something to the effect of, I think I've done enough. And that's really significant because everyone was expecting Musk to continue to be a very big donor going into 2026 in the midterm elections. But he spent roughly $20 million on a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, lost by 10 points. And I think that maybe he's kind of realizing that being such a big spender just makes him a vector for a lot of opposition, and perhaps his money is better spent elsewhere.
Okay, so he can say that he's dedicated to being around Tesla for the next 5 years as CEO. What do investors feel about that? What does the board feel about that?
I think the board has kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? Because, you know, Elon has been so pivotal to the company. He often is the person driving the vision, but there's a key man risk. And if he left, you know, without a clear number two in place, it's not clear who would run the company. But I think that, you know, investors want to know that he's committed. The fear has always been that he would leave. And, you know, Elon runs four other companies, and everyone is always kind of competing for a fraction of his time.
Dana, thank you so very much for joining us. That's Bloomberg's Dana Hull. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.